never met her face to face. And I remember leaving there, driving home, thinking, okay, she's got it. You know, she's good. She did, you know, and she is the state auditor for the state of Minnesota. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Matt Intenza, a man that, you know, I've met as well, decides he's going to challenge her in the primary. Doesn't do so in the convention setting. And it was like, what in the heck? And so I'm listening to Matt Intenza on the Mike McFeely show. You know how Mike, I mean, Mike's got a good cell phone. He starts calling up people. He's got a great Rolodex. And next thing you know, Matt Intenza's on. And I'm listening to all of these different reasons. I called Amy and I said, I want to get Rebecca Otto on. I want to talk to her about what this is all about. And so we do. State Auditor Rebecca Otto, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. Did you see this challenge coming?
No.
They loved you. I mean, at Granite Falls, they loved you. They're ready to put you on their shoulders down there. What in the heck is going on here?
You know, I really don't know. I think everyone was surprised and a little bit perplexed. It's very confusing. And because, you know, people are very proud of me and the work that I've accomplished and, you know, the recognition I have received. And I have great Minnesota values. I just, you know, I buckle down, work hard, and do a really important behind-the-scenes job on behalf of all Minnesotans, you know? So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, there seems to be this belief, and it's almost as though, looking at it from the outside in, Matt Intenza looks at this as a gateway towards what is his ultimate goal in life, which is to be governor. That it's really not about the state auditor's job. It's about getting a job that keeps you in the public eye. And I'm curious if you believe that as well.
Well, I'll tell you, from what I've heard him say so far about what he's running on issues that you would deal with as governor. Although I like to believe that the state auditor's position is very sexy, it's really not. And you don't really work a lot on policy because that's not your position. You work with money and the numbers. And you're really there to make sure that government is transparent, accountable, efficient, and effective in service delivery. And you're working with lots of local governments. He's talking about issues that have nothing to do with the office. And so it clearly, he doesn't understand the office, but it looks as though he's running for governor.
Well, and he was talking about it in terms of, yesterday with Mike, how it was a stepping stone for people like Governor Dayton, for others to move up. And I was like, buddy, you don't even got the job yet. And one of their very own and faithful who has not ignored the system that brought her through this ranks has the job. So I'm really curious what his chances will be in all of this. How does this change your campaigning? Money that you would have spent in the fall, it appears to me now, you're going to have to spend in the primary a little bit.
Certainly. There'll be some of that, you know, so it accelerates some of the things you're going to do. We still have a great campaign structure, a great message. I have a, you know, solid history of accomplishments, no scandals, and I've just worked hard for Minnesotans. I think one of the dangers in this office is, much like the Secretary of State, Minnesotans, regardless of party, want somebody who's going to buckle down and do the job. And this position and Secretary of State really are not partisan positions. And the danger of that is that the last time a state auditor did that, she got unelected by me by 11 points. So it doesn't bode well to pretty much announce that you're planning on using it to run for governor. I have never done that. and, you know, I'm running for another term as state auditor because I believe so strongly in this job. Now, his chances, I was endorsed by acclamation in Duluth, very recently, to be the state auditor candidate, and I have very strong support behind me. With the party infrastructure, elected leaders, Senator Klobuchar, Senator Frank, and Governor Dayton, and you can go down the list. And so that's a pretty steep hill to climb. You know, and so his chances, I'm going to predict, are not going to be that strong. You know, I may not have a lot of money, but I think I've got a lot of passion and support out there because of the work that I've done on behalf of Minnesotans.
Well, all I can go by is what I saw, and albeit from afar. You know, I'm a North Dakota guy, and I traveled to Minnesota and got the honor and privilege of hanging out with you guys for a while, and they loved you. I mean, you had the room. And so there is a process to all of this as well. And it strikes me as though individuals who are afraid to go through and use that process always, even if they come out well on the other end, are somewhat damaged goods. I think in fairness, I've always felt that a little bit about Governor Dayton as well. I've wished he would have sought the endorsement of the party. And so I think there's a price to pay for that, Rebecca.
And, you know, Joel, that's a good point. And there's something else. I think Matt's been using the Dayton did this. Dayton did not run against a two-time incumbent, a sitting incumbent. It was an open seat. Now, the process for endorsement is extraordinarily important. Respect the delegates is extraordinarily important because we're a big team at the end of the day. And so what he's done is actually what Matt is trying to do is quite egregious. And I think that he will get that message in August from the folks that work really hard to keep Minnesota moving forward and be a very strong state.
Did he call you in advance and forewarn you of this?
No, he gave me no forewarning. I understand he told some of the press corps folks that, because I had a reporter ask me, said he sent me a note. There was no note. There was no call. There was nothing. So, no, it was a very big surprise, I think, for pretty much everybody.
And what type of response did you get from your fellow Democrats after that announcement?
I think I can fairly characterize it as an avalanche of passion and support. And it reaffirmed to me that all the work and time I've put into serving in this office, getting elected to this office, and then really digging in and trying to leave a legacy for Minnesotans, it has been recognized. And so that makes me feel great. Politics isn't always fun, and it isn't always fair. But I think that at the end of the day, that I hope to be rewarded. I think I will be rewarded by Democrats and other supporters on primary day.
Rebecca Otto, state auditor for Minnesota. One last point, and I'll let you comment on it if you so choose. But I was thinking it in terms of baseball terms. You know, I was driving up this morning and thinking, you know, Matt Intenza had the world by the tail because he was a minority leader at the time of the switch. If he had just hung in there, he could have been majority leader and could have really made a difference. Then he makes this run. It comes up short for governor. Then now this. If he comes up short here, it's like three bad political move strikes and you're out. I mean, he's making a heck of a risk here as well.
Yes. He is, and I think he's banking on his money to get him through. And again, he has money, but it didn't, you know, he spent millions in the governor's race. The delegates and activists of the Democrats basically said no. And so they have a memory. And again, I will be running on my record. And that's all I can do. And it's been a true honor to serve, and I hope to serve again. I don't take anything for granted. You have to work hard and show people what you've done, and I've done it, and I know the duties, and I think I serve Minnesotans very well. I know I do.
Okay.
There's been outside nonpartisan groups who've weighed in, and it's not really polite in Minnesota to brag, but there are others that have weighed in and said I'm doing a pretty exceptional job on behalf of Minnesotans, so I'm proud of that.
Okay. Rebecca, good to talk to you. It'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. I think it surprised some of us who watch from afar. So I appreciate you taking time for us today.
Hey, thank you so much.
You bet. Rebecca Otto, ladies and gentlemen. All right. The world of politics. It's a strange place every now and then.